When we were kids, time just seemed to crawl. Remember how long an afternoon felt when there was nothing to do? Did you drive your parents crazy by constantly fidgeting when waiting in lengthy lines? And of course, there was always the proverbial long car ride peppered by the constant question from the back seat, "Are we there yet?" If you're like me, then you would love to once again experience the sensation of time crawling, because as we age, it just seems to fly by at a faster and faster clip each year. Nor do we ever seem to have enough of it. Well, as far as I know, there's only one guaranteed way for adults to dramatically slow down the clock and momentarily return to a perception that time is dragging. Unfortunately, however, it is almost sure to be an unpleasant experience. Having to wait on something really important, big, or life-changing to happen will turn minutes into hours, days into weeks, and months into years. It's incredible, really. Whether it's waiting to be able to afford a better house, waiting on test results of any kind, waiting for a long overdue promotion, waiting to become pregnant, or waiting on the opportunity to pursue a lifelong dream, the list of things that can make waiting seem like an eternity is as long and varied as each individual. But how do we learn to wait well? What does God want us to do, and how does He want us to handle these periods of waiting? And as long as we're asking the hard questions, then why does He make us wait in the first place? The right answer certainly isn't coming from today's mainstream culture, which revolves around instant gratification and constant self-indulgence. Furthermore, any period of waiting is perceived as wasted, holding no value whatsoever. But the great news is this pessimistic, sad portrayal of waiting is exactly the opposite of what God intends for those who choose to trust Him. The day-to-day waiting of our lives is really a divine moment-by-moment training to draw closer to God and proclaim that every second counts, every second matters to the King of the universe. When we shift our perspective from waiting as an arduous, painful time waster to time well spent being spiritually productive, then we've already won half the battle. Whether it's a 5-minute wait in traffic or a 15-year wait for the love of your life, the Holy Spirit will redeem the time spent if we have the right perspective and a teachable heart. God gives us a 7-part prescription for waiting in Scripture, and included in this divine remedy, we also find the reasons why He sometimes makes us wait. Each of these reasons transforms into spiritual gifts that can only be bestowed upon us if we make it through the waiting process God's way and not by our own methods, force, or manipulation. Number one, welcome the waiting. The remainder of this prescription won't work if we don't begin by going beyond the acceptance of our situation to fully embracing the waiting, however long it might be. When we fight the inevitable, we limit our vision, generate bitterness, and close any doors to spiritual growth. Sure, God can handle us asking Him why, but whether He answers us immediately or not, we must welcome the waiting with open arms. After all, sometimes the answers to the question why become crystal clear during the process. If you believe in God, then you must have faith that He has a purpose in the waiting, and then make your heart ready to receive it. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." James 1:2-3 encourages fullness of joy in everything, not resignation. The gifts that come from welcoming the waiting are trust, hope, and courage. Number two, evict the anxiety. Kick it right out of your mind and instead fill it up with prayer, scripture, meditation, and praise. Many of us were raised to believe that we need to worry or fear during times of uncertainty, but God wants you to trust Him to the point that you can be still, peaceful, and joyful in the waiting. If He's allowing the waiting, then He has a plan for it to end as well. Remember, He holds whatever you're waiting for in the palm of His hand, and He's preparing you for it. If you busy your mind with prayer, scripture, and praise, it won't have time to fret during the waiting. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." 1 John 4:16-18 tells us that a well-developed love for God squeezes out any room for fear. Set your sights on loving God instead of thinking about the waiting. The gifts that you will receive will be peace, contentment, and rest. Number three, stop looking for shortcuts. Release your need for control of the situation and stop trying to circumvent the process. Yes, God wants you to use your brain to be creative, resourceful, and efficient, but He doesn't want you to spend countless hours over-researching, over-analyzing, and brainstorming ways to end the waiting prematurely. God has great plans for us at the end of the process, but we all too often miss out on the blessing because we took a shortcut or sought out a substitute for the real thing. If you're willing to surrender control to the Holy Spirit, He will let you know when your, quote, brain work has moved past the healthy mark and into obsessive control and impatience. In Matthew 11:29, Jesus encourages us to work out life His way. This often precludes shortcuts, but promises grace and strength in the journey. In the verse, He says, "Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." The gifts in this key are patience, self-control, and strength. Number four, give thanks continually. One of the greatest temptations while waiting is succumbing to a bad attitude, tinged with bitterness, self-pity, and brimming with negativity. At the root of these dangerous feelings is pride, which tells us that we deserve better and we should have it right now. Instead, we are called to humble ourselves before God and thank Him for His goodness. When we sincerely and unceasingly praise God and thank Him for everything, not just the good stuff, something downright magical happens in our souls, transforming our perspectives and generating overflowing joy. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live." The gifts we receive by giving thanks continually are joy and humility. Number five, play your position in the meantime. Just because we're waiting doesn't mean we shouldn't be productive. Whatever place we're at in life, God expects us to play that position to its fullest. We are to continue working, serving, and loving in every moment and at a quality level that is worthy of our King. Being stagnant leads to boredom and opens the door for negative thoughts, endless self-analysis, circular reasoning, and temptations. All too often, we use the excuse of waiting on God as a reason not to get involved in serving others or excelling in our current roles. Colossians 3:23-24 reminds us to work for the Lord, not for reward or for the approval of others. Psalms 130:5 says, "I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on Him. I have put my hope in His word." The gifts we receive by playing our position and being faithful are maturity, endurance, and compassion. Number six, expect great things. God never brings us second best when we wait on Him the right way. I shudder to think how many times I have settled for a substitute or rushed my way to something that is second best, rather than holding out for God to deliver the right thing for me and for His glory. When we wait on God with patience and great expectation, He will be glorified and we will be truly satisfied. Psalms 25:3a says, "Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame." The gifts we receive by expecting great things are faith, vision, and dependence on God. Number seven, prepare for God's best. If God is bringing us His best, then we should strive to offer Him our best in return. There is nothing we can wait for that can't be enhanced by some kind of preparedness, whether it be spiritual, physical, or emotional in nature. In advance of whatever is coming, we have the opportunity to prayerfully examine ourselves and look for areas in need of improvement. Whatever you're waiting on God to do, chances are there's something He wants you to work on in the interim with greater consistency. Perhaps it's reading the Word, getting healthy, tithing, getting out of debt, learning a new skill, giving up something. It could be anything that will make whatever you're waiting on even more amazing. In Luke 16:10, Jesus says that if we're faithful in the little things, God will entrust us with bigger things. The gifts we receive when we prepare for God's best are discipline, consistency, and tenacity. Lewis Smedes wrote, "Waiting is the hardest work of hope. And none of us like to do it. But keeping our focus on God instead of whatever it is that we're waiting for is the ultimate key to waiting with grace. In his faithful hands, we can trust that our Father will use the waiting to reveal more about himself and shape us into being more like Jesus in the process. James 1:4 encourages us with these words, "And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Scripture encourages us to let waiting fulfill its God-directed purpose in our lives, as each moment of being in between the now and the not yet, or in between the desire and the deliverance, can draw us closer to the one who loves us completely in every second.